Hey, Darren, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Can't help but notice that your defense has brought back a few touchdowns this year.
Mm-hmm.
How has that happened? I mean, do you guys work on, you know, blocking in practice or something? How have you guys been able to be so successful at running these back?
Yeah, that's something that we work on each and every day in practice. We have drills that we do. When guys get an interception, we make sure we get everyone out to block and clear the path, clear the way for them so they can have an easier chance of getting into the end zone. And if we're in practice and someone gets an interception, coach is always screaming to block, everyone get out and block, everyone get out and block, to clear the way. And I think that's been a direct reflection on why we've had the amount of scores on defense. It has really become a mentality for us whenever someone gets their hands on the football.
Have you ever had this many picks in this many pick sixes in a season?
As a team, I don't know if maybe so far at this point, I don't think so. The number that we have now is pretty high. I think in Minnesota, we had one of the years we had a bunch, close to 10. But at this point, with 10 games, to have 5, 6, I don't know how many we have, but I think we're going at a pretty good rate right now.
Does part of that success owe to, I guess, kind of the aggression that Greg Williams brings on defense?
Excuse me, say that again?
Does part of that success kind of, you know, making turnovers and bringing kicks back, how much does that kind of owe to the aggression and the attitude that Greg Williams brings toward the defense?
Yeah, a lot of it can be attributed to Greg Williams and his mentality and him preaching to us to have that aggressive type of attitude, to go after the football. And one thing he always says each and every day and preaches to us is they're not called giveaways, they're called takeaways. So you got to try to take the football away from the offensive player. And that mentality has, you know, carried over from day one till now. And he's made it a point to preach it each and every day. It's not one of those things in which he said it early on and then forgot about saying it. You know, he's been pretty good at keeping that mentality of being aggressive and going after the football.
Hey, when someone gets a pick, what do you guys yell?
Touchdown.
Do you really?
That's what we should yell. No, we don't yell that. It don't really, whatever we yell, you really can't hear it because the crowd is usually pretty loud. But no one really says anything. You know, it's something that we practice. Everyone knows what they have to do, and they look for the next guy to block.
Having played a little bit now down there in New Orleans, Darren, how much of a home field advantage do you guys get in the dome? Is that like a unique? I mean, you know, you've played in Green Bay. It's a pretty unique place. Is that even kind of another level than a lot of buildings?
Yeah, I think, you know, in Green Bay it was extremely loud. The fans were very passionate about the game, and they were into the game. And, you know, the crowd noise would be pretty extreme there. You know, whenever you enclose a stadium, like the place I was before in Minnesota with the dome, you know, it kind of makes the sound echo a little bit more, and it makes the volume a little higher. In the same way here in New Orleans at the Superdome, you know, it gets pretty loud, and it's hard for us to hear as defenders, so I can just imagine what the offensive guys have to deal with, because it's deafening, you know, to try to, a guy can be right touching face masks with you and you're yelling, he still can't hear you. It gets pretty loud, and that's, you know, that's one of the things that's a home field advantage for us, and we definitely have to use that. And our fans, a game like this, we don't have to worry about them being loud. They're going to be so excited from 8 o'clock in the morning to game time. I just hope they're not worn out by the time the game starts.
Is it possible that some of them may be drinking before the game?
I could say the chance and the likelihood of that would have to be 100%.
Can you ever smell the rum from the field?
No. I've had beer spilled on me before. Not New Orleans, but it's happened before, so I know what happens in New Orleans.
Yeah. Darren, can you share some of your insights on what you've seen from Drew Brees from your time there?
Oh, he's just a technician, a guy that can dissect, surgically dissect a opposing defense, no matter what defense you're running. You know, his experience and from the fact that he's seen all different types of defenses, and he's a guy that prepares himself the best of any quarterback that I've played with. Just day after day, he has a routine that he goes through, no matter rain, sunshine. You can't say snow down here because we don't get that. So whatever the weather is, whatever the day is, whatever he's going through, he's the same way each and every day in practice. And that's why he's so consistent on the football field, because he's so he prepares himself the same each and every day, so you don't see any, you don't see too much of an ebb and flow. It's not a roller coaster with him. You know what to expect, and he's just been extremely impressive, just his preparation and how he prepares himself, and also how he works, and that's on the field, off the field, in the weight room, everything.
As a guy who's been around now for a while, you've seen some good quarterbacking play. You talk about the great quarterbacks over the last decade, Brady, Manning. Do you think Breeze should be in there, or do you think it's a little bit of a stretch to go there?
Yeah, he should be in there, because whenever you talk about the tops, if you go beyond the top two or three, and you know who those are going to be because of the fact Brady has won so many Super Bowls and has been so productive this decade, you know you're going to always throw Peyton in there, you know, Brett, because of what he's done. Drew has to be right behind there. You can go top five. He is definitely in that category of quarterbacks because of the fact that he has been, over these last 3 years, probably the most productive in the system that he's running. And all he needs now, you know, you give him a Super Bowl ring, he definitely will be given that respect from here on out.
Hey, Darren, how often do you hear the word undefeated?
You don't hear it too often. You know, the fact that the team we're playing Monday has done it recently, you know, you've heard about it more. But before that, you didn't hear about teams going undefeated. You didn't even imagine teams doing that. And to have a chance to be able to do that, you know, it's something that you have to cherish, appreciate, and go out there and take the task head on. And know that it's not going to be easy, but if you do accomplish that goal, it's something that no one could take from you.
Darren, you've been around a long time in this league. Have you ever played in a regular season game quite like this one? I mean, you know, you guys are 10-0, and you're playing a team with the pedigree of the Patriots. Is this a unique game for you?
It's unique because the fact that we are where we're sitting at in the NFC, they're a team that has been considered and is one of the top teams in the NFL for over the past decade. As far as ramifications, this game is not as big as games that I've been in where you have to win to get into the playoffs, because that's always going to be bigger. But as far as just the teams that are playing, the positioning in the season with the records, the guys on the teams, Monday Night Football, it makes it a really big game. But I've had games in which, you know, you have to win to get into the playoffs. That's always going to be a lot bigger.
What's the atmosphere like, you know, around town, around New Orleans? Is there a lot of anticipation going on right now?
Like Mardi Gras in November.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, everyone has their minds on this game, and, you know, the atmosphere is going to be unbelievable. I don't know if you guys are going to be down here, but it's one of those games, one of those times in which it's like seeing a Super Bowl in New Orleans. You know how many fans will be around, and the thing about it here is that the home team will be playing in the home stadium, so it's going to be a spectacle to see.
Trust me, we'll be down there.
I believe.
Darren, you're in your, I think it's 12th or 13th season now, and you've had a pretty consistent career throughout, but, I mean, now it seems like you're having one of your best seasons ever. What do you think you would kind of attribute that resurgence to? Maybe a fountain of youth? Would it be some kind of special training regimen or some coaching down there? What would you think it is?
Well, my training is always, it always stays the same each and every year. I always make sure I come in good shape, try to be in the best shape for the season. I think just now having the opportunity to play under a style of defense that Greg Williams likes to play, he allows for his safeties and defensive players to trust themselves, trust their instincts, and be playmakers. And that really has given me the freedom to do all the things that I know I could have done in the past. But I've had, the handcuffs put on me a little bit. You know, he's taking the handcuffs off and just let me go out there and play football, trust my instincts, and it's worked well for us. You know, having a great offense like we have has really allowed for us to play in some games in which, we might be up by a couple scores and teams are forced to do things they don't want to do. And as a defensive player, you can take advantage of that. And I've just been able to capitalize this part of the season, the first 10 games, on a lot of opportunities that I've gotten. Whether it's putting myself in position or whether it's kind of how the game has been made up, I've just been able to make some plays, and it's worked well out for us and helped us win some games.
All right.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, you guys.
Okay.